ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ila Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36, or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Meseches Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Ches. We'll begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Zayinim Abbez. Dor HaMabul Ein Lehem Chelek Leilam Habo. Dor HaMabul does not have a chelek in Elam Habo. Vein Oimdin Bedin Shenemar LeYodin Ruchi BaAdam LeOilam. And the Mishnah Darshins LeDin VeLoi Ruach. Not din and not ruach. They're not Oimdin Bedin, and they don't have a ruach to Yud Tzadikim Leilam Habo. The Meiri understands that Oilam Habo means after Misa and refers to Hashoras HaNefesh, the fact that the Nefesh remains eternal. That's the Olam HaNeshamis, which is Lacha Misa. And if you're not Zeich in Olam Habo, that means that Nafsha is Nechreses. So that's what the Mishnah means, that Dor HaMabul Ein Lehem Chelek Olam Habo, their Nefoshis Anechrosos, and they're not part of the Olam HaNeshamis. What does it mean, Vein Oimdin Bedin? That refers to Tchias HaMesim, which is Zman HaAchrein after Yemais HaMashiach. It's like the Anche Knesset HaGdoila were Mesader in Shabbos davening in the morning in the Yoitzer. It says Ein Ke'erkecho Hashem Elikeinu Ba'olam Hazeh. That refers to the Chaim in this world. Ve'ein Zulosecho Malkeinu L'Chayi Ha'olam Habo. That's referring to the Olam HaNeshamos. That's after Misa, where the Neshamos Abim Misanig Al Hashem if they're Zoichen, if not they're Nichras. Efes Biltecho Gayaleinu L'Mais HaMashiach refers to what we know as Mashiach, and according to Machlekes, but according to Shmuel and others, it's aiming the Mois HaMashiach to Zmanenu El Shivat Malchias. It's where Mashiach Ben David will come and bring us into the Beis HaMikdash to Yisrael, and we'll build a Bayis Shlishi, but we'll still be in this world. Ve'ein Doim Olachom Mashiachenu L'Tchias HaMesim is the last Kufa of Tchias HaMesim, where the Neshamas come back to life. And that's what it's referred to according to the Meiri in Oimdin Bedin. It comes out that even Rishoyim that are not Zeich L'Elam Habo, but they gufam are oimdim im nafsham l'tchias hamesim, in order to be done the guf with the nefesh. And the mashal to that is brought down earlier in Sanhedrin, a mashal to a chiger and a suma, the guf and the nefesh come together. The Mishnah tells us a chiddush that dor hamabul, they were not Zeich to either of the two. They were not Zeich not to L'Elam Habo to be in the Olam HaNeshamis, and they were not Zeich to be have tchias hamesim, that the nefesh should be nidoin together with the guf. And the napetchia lam bedin. That's what it means. Anayim bedin. The nafshim is nidoinim la'olam legami. The nefesh is constantly being judged in Gehenim. And na'ayim betchia even ledin. The Yad Ramah learns a little differently. The Yad Ramah's mefarish that olam haba refers to the zman of tchias hamesim. So when we say der hamabul ein lehem chelek le'olam haba, we mean that their ruach will not come back to their guf to be chay le'olam, which is man tchias hamesim, and the meila gam ein oimdin bedin, because the nefesh and the guf have to be together in order to be judged. And if the guf and the nefesh are not together, because they don't have a chelek le'olam haba, meaning that their ruach will not come back to their guf lichyos la'olam, so meila there will not be nidoinin ke'echad derech kulon. They can only be nidoinin ke'echad, the guf and the neshama together. And since they're not going to come together, they're not going to have that judgment. So basically, the Mishnah is saying really one concept, that dor hamabul ein lehem chelek le'olam haba, that they're not going to be bizman tchias hameisim, and meila they're not going to be nidoin gufam together with nafsham. The Ramah adds and says the reason why they're not oimdim bedin lekabel oinshon is because it was enough the oinish they were makabel in elam hazeh that the Rabbi Shon brought on them the mei hamabul. So that's what it means. So it's like kiilu it's a limutz chus, a shtickle better for the dor hamabul. The dor hamabul is elam habo, but at least they oimdim bedin because they already received their punishment. So the Yad Rama says, Lefi zeh, in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, where it says that the Anshei Sedoim, Ein lam chel el habo, the Anshei Sedoim do not have a chel el habo, Shneem of Anshei Sedoim, Roim v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'oid, Roim bo'el ma'zeh v'chatoim l'el habo, Aval oim din bedin. The Mishnah contrasts the Anshei Sedoim to the Anshei Dor HaMabul and says the Anshei Sedoim are yes oim din bedin. Yes, Reb Nechemya argues and says Eilu ve'eilu ein oim din bedin. But according to Tanakhama, Anshei Sedoim are not oim din bedin. So the Rama explains that the reason why Anshei Sedoim do not have the chelik el haba is because they were Rishoyim. They don't have a schus, a chelik in the Toiva Tzvun la Tzadikim, which is called el haba stam. But they're oim din the Kabul Anshom, that means that the Shem will put back their nefesh in their guf, anti-mekabal and einish. So the Yad Rama asks, why is the Anshei Sedoim going to have, and we need that the Nisham will go back into the guf, and they'll be judged more than the Anshei Dor HaMabul? The same svar you have, and the Anshei Dor HaMabul, that they already mekabal their einish in this world, that should be exempt them from having a second din, where the nefesh goes back in the guf, and they get judged a second time, like you said, by the Anshei Dor HaMabul. Says the Yad Rama that Anshei Sedoim are different, and even though they are makabel miktsas oinshin b'olam hazeh al yidei zeh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamte aleihem gofres ve'esh min hashamayim, but since they were hirbu laharshia yoyser midar hamabel, they were more wicked than the dar hamabel, like it says zaka sedoim va'amayra ki robo v'chatosom gekov dem oid, so they're royally onish b'olam hazeh uva'olam habo. They're going to be nenash, not only that they're not going to be zeich al'olam habo, they will also be nenesh that there will be nidoinim. Their nefesh will be put into their guf and they'll be judged a second time. So al kaponim l'chayra comes out a machloikis in two nekudas between the Meiri and the Yad Rama. First of all, they argue in the pirish of what it means elam haba in the Mishnah of Dor HaMabul elam chelik elam haba. According to the Meiri, elam chelik elam haba means the elam hanashamis, and according to the Yad Rama, it means the zman atchias hamesim. And also they argue in what the reason for the second half of the Mishnah of why Anshei Dor HaMabul are not Nidainin. According to the Meiri, it's because Faker, they're such great Rishoyim, they're not even Zeichel Adin. They're not Zeichel Adchias HaMesim. So not only are they going to be Nidain, they don't have Chelik Olam Habo, they're not part of the Olam HaShomis, there's a Gevissa Krisus that they have to suffer, and they're not part of that Tainu L'Sanig HaShem, but they also will be Nidainim a second time, Vishas Tchias HaMesim. And according to Yad Rama, really the din of, it's really one din in the Mishnah. They argue Olam Habo means Tchias HaMesim, and when it says they're not Nidainim, it's because if they were so nenash, they had so much punishment they received in Olam Hazeh through the Me'am Mabul, they don't require to be Nidain a second time and to be nenash another time. We can ma'ir one nekuda. It comes out according to the Mishnah that only the Anshei Dor HaMabul Olam Chelik Olam Habo, they named the Medin. Anshei Sedoim, and the Mishnah also mentions Dor HaFloga, but it seems like any other non-Jews, other Hasidim, Umas HaOlam, would have Olam Haba. So what's pshat in the beginning of the Perek where it says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Olam Haba, L'chayr is not true. Not only Klal Yisrael has a Chelik in Olam Haba, the Umas HaOlam also have a Chelik in Olam Haba. This question was necessarily ready by the Tiferes Yisrael and Mishnayis, and other Mepharshim asked this Kasha. L'chayr, you can miyasha this Kasha based on the Rambam Nilchus Tshuva. The Rambam Nilchus Tshuva in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, in the end of the Halacha says, after he goes through how we judge Klal Yisrael, Reuben Avaynois or Reuben Zchuyois, he says, "Shekol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Leilum Haba, Afal Pi Shechatu." All of Klal Yisrael have a Chelik Leilum Haba, even though they did averes. Shenemra va'amech kulam tzadikim la'olam yirshu aretz. Your nation is all tzadikim; they will always inherit aretz. Aretz zu mashal klaim aretz achayim v'hi ha'olam haba. That's a reference to Olam Haba. That's what it means in the first Mishnah, Perek Chelik, they call Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, Yeshem Chelik, Olam Haba. The Rambam continues and ends and says, V'chein Chassidi Umas Olam, Yeshem Chelik, Olam Haba. The Chassidi Umas Olam also have a Chelik in Olam Haba. So we see that they do have a Chelik Taka in Olam Haba. It's so Klal Yisrael, Yeshem Chelik, Olam Haba doesn't mean La Fuke, the Chassidi Umas Olam. What Shver is from our Mishnah? It's Mishnah's mashma that only Dor HaMavul doesn't have a chelek b'olam haba. But it's mashma that everyone else from the Ubas HaOlam, even if they're not Chassidim, have a chelek b'olam haba. So Vaita, it's Shver. So Ein HaChanami, you'll tell me when the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yeshtem chelek b'olam haba, it's not coming to exclude all the Goyim. Chassidim Ubas HaOlam are included. But from this Mishnah's mashma, that it's not Dafka Chassidim Ubas HaOlam. As long as you're not Rishoyim Gemurim, as long as you're not from the Dor HaMabul or the Anshei Sidoim, you'd also have a Chelek Loilam Habo. Ulai, you can be Yechalek and Miyashid is a Chelek between Koidim Matan Torah and Lacha Matan Torah. Could be Koidim Matan Torah, Oilam Habo was Shaykh to Olam Asa Oilam. And that's why the Mishnah, when it's referring to before Matan Torah, he says only Dor HaMabul doesn't have a Chelek Loilam Habo. Only the Anshei Sidoim don't have a Chelek Loilam Habo. This is all before Matan Torah. But after Matan Torah, so then it was given to Klal Yisrael, and only the Chassidi Umas Ha'Elam would have a Chelek in Elam Habo. And then Rambam, and the Mishnah, the beginning of Chelek, which is referring to even Lacha Matan Torah, is Dafka Kol Yisrael Yeshtem Chelek Elam Habo, and not Kol Yisrael, but the Chassidi Umas Ha'Elam also would have a Chelek Elam Habo, but Stam Umas Ha'Elam would not. Then is the Ramchal, the Marmokim, the Ramchal on Derech Hashem, speaks about the Umas Ha'olam and Elam Haba, and he says that Chassidi Umas Ha'olam will have a chelik in Elam Haba as a nispach, as like an addendum to Klal Yisrael, not like an independent chelik. So we see that there is a possibility of the Umas Ha'olam being, or at least the Chassidi Umas Ha'olam being in Elam Haba, like the Rambam says, and the only difference between them and Klal Yisrael is that it's not the same type of a chelik. They're like secondary and subservient to Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says that Anshei Sidoim ein lem chelek b'olam haba, aval oimdim b'din. But Nehemiah says, Elu ve'elu ein oimdim b'din. And Rashi explains that Elu ve'elu means the Anshei Dor HaMabul and the Anshei Sidoim. That means according to the Tanakhama, the Anshei Sidoim are nidoinin l'olam haba, and according to Nehemiah, both the Anshei Dor HaMabul and the Anshei Sidoim are not nidoinin. The Rashash is medayik, that's mashim over here, that the Anshei Dor HaFloga l'kuli alma are nidoinin. Because it skips it. Really, the Mishnah begins Dor HaMabul, Ein Lem Chelek L'Olam Habo, Ve'in Oim Din Medin. Then the Mishnah speaks about Dor HaFlog and says Ein Lem Chelek L'Olam Habo, but doesn't mention if it's Oim Din Medin or not. And then it goes to the Anshei Sidoim and it brings the Machloikets if they're Oim Din Medin or not. Tanakam holds they're Oim Din Medin. And Nehemiah says Elu Ve'elu Ein Oim Din Medin. And Rashi's Medayik. Rashi learns that Elu Ve'elu refers to the Anshei Dor HaMabul and the Anshei Sidoim that are not Oim Din Medin. What about the Anshei Dor HaFlogo? It's mashma l'kuli alma, they are, yes, ein din medin. Tosfos Yom Tov also learns like that, since there's no mute for the Dor HaFloga b'Karchoch, they're ein din medin. Now, the way we explained before, that according to the Yad Rima, the Pirush of Dor HaMabul not being ein din medin is because they already received their einish in Olam Hazeh, because of the Mabul itself, and the only reason why Anshei Sidoim are ein din medin, Bedin, according to the Tanakhama, is because they were so wicked and they're such great Rishoyim, the Rabu Chatosim, that they deserve even that Oinish. So Ebazoi is very well understood what's with the Dor HaFloga. The Anshei Dor HaMabul and not Nidoyin, and they're in Mekabal the Oinish. And Nehemiah holds that the Anshei Sidoim were also Mekabal the Peronius. But Anshei Dor HaFloga, they didn't get such a terrible punishment in Oilam in this world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy them. He was only Mefitz Oisam. He only spread them out, Akol Oretz. So Mela makes sense the way the Rishash and the Tais Yom Medayik that the Anshei Dor HaFloga l'kuli alma yes nidoinin, because they didn't receive such a great punishment in this world. It's the only tzad. The only reason why Anshei Dor HaMabul are not is because they were all destroyed. But Anshei Sidoim is an exception because they did such terrible. Their avera is much worse than normal. But the Anshei Dor HaFloga they didn't receive in this world. So it makes sense they should be nidoinin. Also, the Anshei Sidoim that we're saying according to Tanakhama are oimdin bedin, so like the Fidei Ramah, it's geshmak, because the Anshei Sidoim were choite much worse than Dor HaMabul, it's kov dechatosam, they made hashchosa, maybe possibly they made hashchosa and chomas like a sheet and a choike in the Medina, we'll see, soon see the explanations of how terrible that Sidoim was, they didn't stam didn't do averes mekeach tavosam, they're much worse than Dor HaMabul, so therefore they should be nidayin. Or maybe, possibly, they were just stam. They did all the same averes they did as Dor HaMabul, and they were choite more. It doesn't have to be that necessarily that Dor Anshei Sidoim had a whole different type of chatoim, which were not being with Dor HaMabul did not do. It's possibly they did the same, but they did it much worse. They're worse according to the Yad Ramah. That's why they are nidoinim. True, the Maral Sakha says that the reason why the Der HaMabul are not Nidoinim is Ein Bedin, he says, because it's Mida Keneged Mida. The Der HaMabul, the Iker was the Ma'aves the Dinim. They didn't, all the judgments, they didn't follow the Dinim. So their Roy themselves, their Roy that they should, they Yamdim Bedin, it's like Mida Keneged Mida, as a Mida Keneged Mida. And the Fakir, the Gananches Doim, they made like a sheet out of it. So then we'll judge them according to how much they didn't judge. They didn't do the dinim. Stam Der HaMabul, Stam didn't do the halachas. Stam didn't do it. But the Anshei Sdoim, they are going to be Omdim B'din because they made the din. Everything that they did wickedly was done al pidin. They had courts set up to go ahead and be ma'avas the dinim and do it wrong. Not just that they didn't listen. They did everything exactly because this is what our rule in our country is. This is how we do, how we don't do chesed. This is how we do, so we have to torture other people. So Mela, if I care, Mida, can I get Mida, they should go to them and cause them to be Omdim B'din. The Marsha says that the Anshei Der HaFlog over here, their Einish was, like it says in Rosh Hashanah, that Rishoyim, the Guf is Kola, and the Nesham is Nisrefes, and the Ruach is Fazrosan, Tachas Kap is Ragli Tzadikim. That this is interesting Einish for their HaFloga, that the body was destroyed, and the Nesham was burnt, and the Ruach is Mephazadem, Tachas Ragli Kap is Tzadikim. It's an interesting way of explaining the Einish of Der HaFloga, but it's a shtikal astira to what the Miskrov says in Tehillim. It says in the pasuk of Kichilasta Nafshi Mimoves, Esainim in Dimos, Ragli Midechi, he says there are three types of Einshim. He says there's an Einish Magia for Rishoyim that it's Kores, that ain't, like the Rambam says, Hanakomish ain't a coming, Gedele Menu, Shetichras Hanefesh, Leitizgel Oisan Achayim, will not be Zechat to the Chayim of Oilam Habo, that's the worst punishment. And Lachayr, that's what's meant over here in Dara Mabul, Eilam Chayr, Oilam Habo, and not Dara Floga, and not the Anshei's Daim, they're getting the most wicked punishment, that they're not Zeichet to Elam Habo, they're not Zeichet to that Chaim Nitzchim. The second punishment, the Rambam says, is Gehenim. We would think Gehenim is the worst, it's not the worst. Gehenim is the second. It's a Beinim, the Rambam says, which are Mechza Avaynes, not Menich Tfilim Oilam, they have a Chelik Elam Habo. But the mice, they have to go through Gehenim. This is all, even Rishoyim, that Avinisam and Merubin, they get judged according to the Averis. So all their Averis get wiped out with Gehenna, which is a terrible, terrible Einish. But they still have a Chelik L'Elam Haba. There's no Kores. It's not Elam Chelik L'Elam Haba. That's much worse than the first type of punishment. And the Biskarov is Medayik and says a third punishment is a Bryson Rashad and says, after Yud Beis Chodesh, Gufon Kolev Nishmos Nisrefes. Veruach Mefazros and the wind blows them Tachas Kapes Ragli Tzadikim. Like it says, it brings a pasuk, "Vaseisim Rishoyim ki you efer tachas kapos regleichem." It means after the mekabel the einish of Gehenim and the zechut of Gan Eden, but over there also they're not mamish in Gan Eden regular, like they're regular walking Gan Eden. They'll be efer tachas kapos regle hatzadikim, and he touches the pasuk like that. Chilatz don nafshim imaves means that he was saved. David Melech was saying he's saved from kores, from misas hanefesh, which is the most chomerdik of all einishim in the world. As Einim in Dima is in the din of Gehenna, which is called Emek HaBocha, the place where people cry, where people are suffering. Amikin Lam Gehenim, Yeboichin, by reading Demois, Kamayin Shalshit, and the Gemara says Ne'ervin, that's the place of Bechia. So that's what it means. The second part of the pasuk is Einim in Dima, that he's protected from that. And as Ragli Midechi is the third din, not to become an Afer, not to become ashes, Tachas Kapo is Ragli at Tzadikim. Yishu Mishalach in Ganein, like one of the Tzadikim, that's what he says afterwards, as Halich Lefnei Hashem, Be'artzei Sachayim, which is referring to Chaye Oilam Haba. So it would seem that the way the Biskrov understood it, that this last punishment of being Afer, Tachas Kapo is Ragli at Tzadikim, is the least of the three punishments. And L'chayro, our Mishnah is not discussing that at all. Our Mishnah is discussing the first Eilam Chelik Leilam Haba means that there's no Chai HaNefesh, there's a Kores. And we mentioned earlier, we said that the Kol Yisrael Yesham Chelik Leilam Haba and the Chassid Umas Eilam have Chelik Leilam Haba, that refers to the after Gehenim, the second Einish maybe they have to receive, but then they can go to Eilam Haba, they go to Gan Eden. The third, a least level is that they become Efer Tachas Kapois Tachas Ragli Atzadikim. So that's L'Chair the least, and Mashal learns that in the Dora Floga, that then says in the button when the Mishnah says Yofetz Oisam Hashem Oisam Mishama Pnei Kol Oretz Yofetz Oisam El Mazem Mishama Fitzim Hashem El Habo, that refers to this einish of Rish Guf Kola and the Shaman is in Srefes and Ruch Mefazros and Tachas Kapes Ragli Atzadikim, unless the Marshal Acher must be referring to a different einish which is much worse, which is also together Elam Chelik Loilam Habo. A kaponim, in summary, we teach the Mishnah of Dora Mabel Elam Chelik Loilam Habo to mean either Trias HaMesim, like the Ramah learns, and that's what Einayim de Medin means, a continuation, that you don't put the nefesh into the guf, or the way the Meiri learns, Olam Haba means the Chaye Ha Neshamas, Olam Ha Neshamas. And we explain that according to the Ramah, the reason why Anshei Sdoim possibly are also Einayim de Medin is not a Maila, is a Chisarin, it means they're so wicked that they also will be punished in the fact that the guf will go back, and the Neshamah will go back into the guf, and they'll be Nidoyin in a second time. And the Dara Mabel, they suffered. So since they suffered, they're ready in this world, they're wiped out, they are not going to have to be Oymed Bidin. According to the Meiri, L'chair, it's Fakert. It's the Oymed Bidin is a Maila, not a Chisarin. And the Dara Mabel was worse, that it was Ein Oymed Bidin. Let's move on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah on the top of Kufches brings in the Meraglim. Meraglim, Elim Chelek, Loilam Habosh, and everybody, Yamusu, Anoshim, might see Divas Oretz Ro'o, the Magayful of Ne'ashem. Vayamusu, the Mishnah says, means Ba'ilam Hazeh, and Magayfa, and Magayfa Lo'ilam Habo. Vayamusu and Magayfa, two deaths, death in this world, and the death in the world to come in Elam Habo. There's a very, very interesting tour in Arachayim and Simon Tov Kuf Pei that brings Mashayn the Behag that either two different Gersois, either Zion or Yud Zion El, was more Mesu, Maitsiye Dibas Oretz, and Magayfa. When did the Meraglim, the Maitsiye Dibas Haaretz, when did they die? They died on Enel. And the Beis Yosef brings Shem Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal Yud Gimel Simen Chof Beis that from the Seder HaPsukim is Mashma, the Meraglim died on that day that they were Maitsi Diba, which means on Tisha B'Av. They died on that day. On that day, right? The Psukim say that immediately they died. So the answer is and says the Maitsiye Diba were not the Meraglim. There were others. And they are the ones who were made Subel. That means the Maitsiye Diba, they died like the Torah brings the chain to Bahag on a certain day in El, Zainel or Yad Zainel. But the Meraglim themselves, they died Boisayim on Tisha B'Av. So Beis Yosef asks that Lachari, the Einish, what was the Einish of the Meraglim? If you look through, the Chazal tell us, and Rashi brings it, the Einish of the Meraglim was a terrible Misa Mishuna, that their tongues came out and it reached their belly buttons. And then they died, a Misa Mishuna. So the Beis Yosef is a Chiddush, that to Miyashev this Bahag from the Rosh's Kasha, that they started to die on Tisha B'Av, but they did not die until Zayin El. And that's Miyashev, the two Mamari Chazal. From the Seder Psukim and Smashim, Raglim Taka died on the day they went to Diba, which is Tisha B'Av. But they didn't die, Mamish, they began to die then. And they only died later on Zayin El. But it also comes out, according to the Beis Yosef, there were no two groups. There were no Metzia Diba and Meraglim, which the Metzia Diba and Meraglim are one and the same. And now Mishnah is saying Meraglim don't have a Chayk Lem Habo, and the Mishnah brings a Raya from the Yamusu Hanoshim Metzia Diba Sa'aretz, Rav Magen from the Hashem. They're one and the same. They weren't two different groups. Lamaisa, the Bach is Doich Nekasha. He says there's no Mashmois in the Pasik that the Meraglim died on that day of Tisha B'Av. There's no two groups. There's no Meraglim on Metzia Diba. It's the same group. But they died Takanel. Who said they died? It says clearly in the Psukim that they died earlier. It's not a steer at all. This means he says that the Rosh's Kash is not a tain on the Bahag. The Taka was referring to the Meraglim, but they died later. The Beis Yosef also has a very interesting kasha. He says that why is the Torah bringing this for? The Torah is bringing this to say these are days when we're Misanin, we fast. So he says, why should we fast on the day that the Rishayim died? On the day that the Rishayim died, it's usually it says, avoid Rishayim Rina. It's a rejoicing when the wicked are destroyed and taken away from this world. So why is that a reason for a tainus? Says the Beis Yosef that maybe because they were not Zeicha, that the Tshuva should be Neskabel, so we are Mitzdar. Because Mestama, the Beis Yosef says, they were Shav B'Tshuva. And they were not in the Skabal, obviously. They died, which is like our Mishnah. It says, Elam Chelek Lem Habo. But there's still an Indian of Tsar in the fact that they did not achieve their goals. The Bach argues on this Beis Yosef, and he says another reason. He says the reason is because all of Klai Yisrael in the Midbar were punished because they listened to the Meraglim, and it was Nigzer on them, Gzeira Gedolah, Shivusim Midbar. So he says the Tainus is not, the reason why Misanin is not because it's a bad thing that they died. The Tainus is Miderech HaTshuva. They will mekabel themselves to Misanin this day, Fledoiros, in order to make some lev to that great Avera that Klai Yisrael listened to the Koil of Rishoyim. Which day did they choose? They chose the day that the Rishoyim died, which is a reminder that because Klai Yisrael listened to the Rishoyim, that's what a terrible, terrible Avera, that terrible Avera Klai Yisrael was over. They didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because of that came out a terrible Gzera of the Churban Beis HaMikdash and not being able to enter Eretz Yisrael. Al Kalpanim is mevor from the Bach that there are two Tanesim then mikoyach the Ma'isa Meraglim. There's a Tainus of Tisha B'Av, which is when there was a Gzer of Klai Yisrael, Shlei Konis La'aretz, and that was also the time when it was Necher of Abayis Rishay and Abayis Sheni. And the Torah himself brings down these three reasons for Tainus of Tisha B'Av, because of the Gzerah. And there's a Tzor of the Ma'isa Meraglim. Klai Yisrael, listen to what they said. They were Bocha B'Chia Shal Chinam. And besides that, they have Tisha B'Av. There's also another Tainus, a Tainus on either Zayin and Zayin El, to be Chayzeh B'Tshuva and the Chet of the Shmiel to the Koil of Rishoyim, which itself is also a Chet. Kiilu, there is two Nekudas here. There's one Nekuda that Klai Yisrael did not want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They were Bochu B'Chiyah Shel Chinam. Because of that they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, they were Bochu B'Chiyah Shel Chinam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveya of B'Chiyah L'Doiris, and therefore Klai, the Bais Rishon of Ayishenu B'Nechrav and Klai Yisrael Taka of the Dor HaMidbar were not Zeicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. But there's another Nekuda. There's a Nekuda here of Klai Yisrael listening to the Rishoyim. Listening to Rishoyim is Mechaiva Inyan of Tshuva in its own. And that was Gufa Chet in itself, besides the Tetzois that came out of that Aveir of listening to the Meraglim. And for that Chet, the Bach is explaining the Bahag, that and then the Torah, then that's why we're Mesane on Zayin and Zayin El to be Chayze B'Tshuva on that Chet of Shmia to the Koil of Rishoyim. It's a Dover Nifla, if you think about it. That you have to use your Koyach HaShmia Dafka for Divrei Musar and Techocha and Divrei Torah and not listen to Rishoyim, besides that you can't emulate Chas V'Sholim, the Meiser Shoyim, and do Averis. In itself, the Shmi in itself is an Averis. Well, Kalpanim, the reason I'm bringing this up over here in the Mishnah is because the Mishnah L'Chor is Mashma that the Meraglim and the Metziah Diva were one and the same. The Mishnah says Meraglim, Eim L'Chem L'Abo, and it tells too this Pasuk of Yamusu Anoshim Metziah Diva Sa'oret Rob Magel V'nei Hashem. Let's move on to the next Chelik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Dor Hamidbar ein lam chelek loyelam habo ve'ein oimdin bedin." Shneimer, like it says, Hamidbar say, "Yitamu v'sham yomusu div Rabbi Kiva." They're not going to have a chelek loyelam habo, and they're not going to be oimed bedin. And Rabbi Yehaz, "Malei moimer isli chasidoi kerser visyal yezovach." Rabbi Yehaz won't see in the Gemara what the machleik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva is. But in the Sefer Margolius Hayam asks a very obvious question. It says, "Dor Hamidbar has no chelek loyelam habo." There are many tzaddikim in that dur. How could it be they have no chel? The whole dur doesn't have any tzaddikim at all. Even though we just mentioned the Beis Yosef and Tav Kuf Pei says the other Meisim Midbar, besides the Meraglim, he says the Meraglim suffered that terrible Misa Meshuna of the Lashainim Al Tiburam. But the rest, the Beis Yosef, the rest of Klai Yisrael in the Midbar died of Misas Neshika. He says, Kemishchal Benisa Michal, like taking out a hair out of milk. So how's it Yitochim to say that they don't have a chel Gnum Haba? The Zichah, there were many, many tzaddikim in the Dor HaMidbar. How can you say the whole Dor HaMidbar doesn't have Chayel Lel Havo? So he says, and Sefer Margolius Hayam says that the Mishnah, when it says that Dor HaMidbar Ein Lem Chelek Lel Mabo, is referring Davka to the Mislainanim. It's not referring to all the entire Dor HaMidbar. Yeah, the Mislainanim didn't have a Chelek Lel Mabo, but not the entire Dor HaMidbar. And Shach HaLatzer, Pashas Kerech Rav, says it's going in the Erev Rav, and not the whole dur. There's a murdik, a fascinating mahalach of Avadis al Mustam Api Kabbalah, Mustam not now Api Pshat, but it's from the Rami Panu and Sefer Sor Amoris in Maimer Chikra Din, Chelik Beis, Perikhes. He said the Dover Nifla. He said that the Rabbi Kiva said, Dor Midbar Ein Lem Chel Lem Habo was not a Greyus, it was not a Chisarn, it was a Maila. He was saying the Kavan is that they don't have a Tzairach Lem Habo. Because since they saw the Shechina in Kriyas Yamsuf, they were on such a madrega, they didn't require Ilm Habo, kill the Ilm Habo beforehand. It's not the Pash Mishat, but it answers this kasha also. To say that the entire Dor HaMidbar had no Shaykhis to Ilm Habo, there were so many tzaddikim, is a Dover Pella in itself. The end of the Mishnah says, Adas Kairach Eina Sida Lalis. Shenemar Vetchas Aleim Oretz Veilam Hazeh Vayoyiv Demitech HaKol Loilam Habo. Div Rabbi Kivin. Rabbi Yezer Maleim Oimer Hashem Memes Mechaye Meirid Sheol Vayoal. The Marshoa asks, why did Rabbi Kiva require a pasuk? Tepuk lay that the reason why the Adas Kairach do not have a chelik leilam habo is because they are chelik in the Dor HaMidbar. So the Marshoa answers that the Dor HaMidbar were better. That means they're not going to be ayin bedin to receive a punishment. Adas Kairach are worse. They're going to be ayin bedin to receive a punishment, to be nanash. Like the Ramah says that the ayin bedin is Fakert, the Ein Medin is because they're going to get punished more. They're going to, the Ein Medin. The Ein Medin is they put the goof into the neshama and you be nidin a second time. The Das Kairach is worse. They're going to be nenesh a second time. Dar Midbar doesn't have that extra additional Ein. It's just Ein Chelik, Ein Habo. Rabbi Eliezer brought a pasuk, Hashem Meimis Mechayim Meirish Oil Vayoal, which really is in the Shira of Chana. Chana was mispalled as Tefillah. Hashem Memes Mechaya. Hashem is the one who gives life. He should take them out of Gehenim. Who is he referring to? He's mispalled B'nei Kairach. The obvious question is, why was Chana mispalled on B'nei Kairach? What was her Shaykhus? Shem Eshbocha, which we know Shmuel Anovi was a descendant of Kairach. Why was she mispalled for B'nei Kairach? So the Klei Yoker says, because since the whole reason why Kairach was Nichshal is because he saw a shalshel is gedolah yoytzim imenu. He saw that Shmuel Anavi will be his descendants. He thought that he's justified in his attack on Moshe Rabbeinu to get the kuhuna. So it comes out that in a certain way Shmuel Anavi was goyim to the field of Kairach, although it wasn't of course Shmuel's fault. But in Kairach's mind, because he's going to have a Shmuel, that's why he anticipated that he would emerge victorious in this machlokes. Therefore, Chana felt a responsibility to mispalel for Kairach Adosi, for Bnei Kairach, in order to take them out of Gehenim, because it's seemingly she felt that a little bit her son and herself, they were goyrim in the mapala of Kairach. Interesting chiddush. The Meiri says the Bebe said the tshuva when they fell into the ground. We know they said, the Gemara says, Babasra, they said, we'll see later, in the bottom, later that they said, Moshe Emes, Rossi Emes, Anu Badoim. So they did tshuva. So it could be the tefillah taka was mitzad chana, was taka mail, taka helped, that they should be able to do tshuva. Let's move on to the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the Dor HaMabul, it brings psukim, that they have no chelek, leum habo. And the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan Dor HaMabul in his go el bishvil toive sheshpiel haMakadosh Baruch Hu." The Dor HaMabul only were haughty and became baligayim and did so many averes because of the goodness of the so much benefits that they received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they were came such averes and they were punished. One of the things that they said was, "Amru," they said, "Klum tzrichen anu loyal tibushal gshamim." Do we need the Rebbeinu Shel Olam only for a drop of rain? We don't even need Hashem for a drop of rain. Why? Yeshlan in the horiz of Mayonis. We have rivers and springs, Shanum is Stapkin Behem, that we could be supplied with all good that we need from ourselves. The Maral explains that they were mishtamish. They used the Rav Teva Kashbar gave them to be Isaac more in Gashmias. And because of that, they were more in his go. Like it says, Vayishman, Yeshurun, Vayivot, and they were married by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that the sherish of their chet is in the fact that they had so much Hanoah Selim Hazeh, and they used that Hanoah Selim Hazeh to be married in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to rebel in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That itself was the Siba of their downfall. What does it mean when it says that they said, Klum Tzrichan Anu Latiba Shel Geshavim? Why did they choose this type of an expression? Dafka Gvuras Gesham, they spoke about to say, we don't need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can manage on our own. We have in the Horus, we have Mayonis. So the Achreinim want to explain it based on the Gro in Aderes El Yo, in Pasha Zeus HaBrocha. Chazal tell us, Mazkirin Gvuras Geshamim et Chias HaMesim. Why? Why we mention Gvuras Geshamim, Mashav Ruach Merida Geshem, in the Broch of Chias HaMesim? Says the Gemara, because Metechshi Shkula, because it's equal, Ketchias HaMeisim, it gives life. It's like Tchias HaMeisim, Lefikach Kavu, therefore they set the Hazkara, the mentioning of Gvuras Geshama Mashi Ruach Merida Geshem, Betchias HaMeisim. What's the Pshat? So the Goyin says, that the Inyan of Geshamim is not Alpiteva Klal. The Inyan of Geshamim is not in the regular the parcel of nature. The sun rises and the sun sets. That's the teva, that has a certain seder that happens in a certain expected, predetermined fashion. The Rebbeinu Shem set the world in such a teva. But Gesham is not like that. Sometimes it's Yerid, sometimes it's not Yerid. Sometimes it's Yerid every single day. And sometimes it can go for a long time without any rain. There's no rhyme or reason to when it rains, when it doesn't rain. Of course, the earth needs the rain, and the rains are there to cause things to grow. But when it rains exactly, there's no system. There's no rhyme and there's no reason. And says the Gaon, that's why it's called Gevurah's Geshamim. Because it's nicker in the Geshamim, the Gevurah's Hashem, more than all other Dvarim Tivim, like the Shemesh and the Areyach and the Ruach and other things which are built in with a certain Seder in Teva, in Olam Hazeh. And so too, Tchias HaMesim is also not Alpi Teva. So just like Tchias HaMesim is now Alpi Teva, and Geshamim also, you see the Gevurah's Hashem, therefore the Rekevei Gevurah's Hashem in Tchias HaMesim. That's how he explains that Maimer Chazal. And the Biskarov is Maisif, and he says that that's why Gesham not Yerdim unless you mispal. Because since it's not al piderech HaTeva, it requires Tefillah. We all know the famous Maimer Chazal, Rashi brings, on the Pasik and Bereshis, V'odam Ayin, Lava Yidasu Adama, man was not yet created to work the land. And Rashi says, he was not yet aware, he's not here yet, the man is not yet here, to makir, to recognize Tevos and Shal Gshamim, the need and the benefit of rains, in order to mispal, to mispal on the rain, so that it should come. So the grass and the vegetation was almost ready to emerge, but it didn't emerge because there was no rain, and there was no rain because there was no tefillah. There was no tefillah because Adam wasn't created yet to be makir and to understand that he has to mispal al gesham. So we see that the gshamim require tefillah because the gsham manat al piderech hateva. Lefi zeh, says the achrayim, that that's the pshat, beautiful pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that the Dor HaMabul was so haughty. There was such balei gaiva. They had such taiva, and they felt so independent and not needing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they said, even Geshamim, even Tibashal Gesham, which is not Alpiteva, which is what the world needs the most, needs to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Gevurah's Gesham. You have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to have the rains. You have to have tefillah in order to be married the Hashpah of the Geshamim. Even the Geshamim, which is not al piteva, we also don't need a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We have Naharis Mayonis. That means their kfirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Kaddish Baruch Hu was so great that they were not just kaifer mitzad, what they saw in Teva Olam, that things have a Seder, we don't need a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But even that which clearly requires a Kaddish Baruch Hu was directed by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, they were kaifer and they said, we can manage without him, ki'il v'chas ha'shal, and they were saying, there's no balabayas bechlal. It's just to bring out the level of kfira that the Dor HaMabul had. Let's move on to another chelik of the Dor HaMabul, another Maimer Chazal. Rav Yezi says, Dor HaMabul in Nisgoel b'shvil galgal ayin, ha'ayin, shedem alamayim. They were Nisgoel only because of the galgal ha'ayin, that's the round pupil of the eye, which is like the water. The Ramah is two pshatim. The Ramah says, either Rashi brings them the chayra, it's one pshat, that either means that they saw that Tevosin is Shlema, they saw they had such perfect goodness in their lives, they couldn't imagine they would need anybody else, anything else, and for sure not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they had perfection. They had perfection. And the second shot is that Rishil Gal Galayin means they were Zayin Nachrei Nehem. They went after their eyes. And the Mashal explains, since Ha'oitzim Eina Meroes Bero, you see the eye is Meshucha. The eye is drawn out because if you close your eyes, it's flat. It's not ugly, it's not round. But if you keep your eyes open, then you see the round of the eye. So that's what it means. Dor HaMabul in Nisgoel b'shvil galgal ha'ayin. Their eyes were always round because they're always being mistakel what they should not be mistakel. And because of that, they came to terrible averis, and that's why they deserved such great punishment. Rashi brings it as one. Rashi says, Shereyin tevosin shalema v'hayu goyven einayim u'minaf v'nachar einayim. So Rashi seemingly is indicating that because they had such goodness, they were balei geus, and therefore they just went after pleasure. Because when a person feels completely self-sufficient and satisfied and has such goodness, such taiva, of course it's vayishman yeshur and vayivot. That in itself brings out a mid of kfir, unless a person works on it. Just a few more oris in the Inya the Mabul. It says, Om Rab Yechen and Shloisha. It says, after the three springs that were still left, Belua de geder v'chamit veria v'ene rabasi. Unfortunately, Ben Yoyada, others ask that l'chayra, there's a messiah that the marble did not fall in Eretz Yisrael. If it didn't fall in Eretz Yisrael, so l'chayra is not just shleish n'shtayim mehem. You have to say the shleish n'shtayim mehem means maybe from chutz l'aretz, some of Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael itself, it had springs by itself because the marble did not fall there. And finally, the most famous Gemara of the Chet, of the Dar HaMabul, and Rashi brings in the Chumash, on the Pasuk, Yema Hashem Lenayach, Ketz Kol Bosa Bo Lefonai, Om Rab Yechon, Boyu Reik, HaMagodol Kecha Shel Chomis. Look how great is the Koyach of thievery, of robbery. Shari Dar HaMabul over all Akoyal, Dar HaMabul were over in all Averis, V'loi Nechta Maleim Gzardinu Machiposhti Yedeim Begezel. But the Gzardin was only sealed because they stuck out their hands in thievery and stealing. Shnever Kimolo Oretz, Chomas Mivneim, V'nim Ashchisam Es Ha'oretz. That this final decree of the destruction of Dar HaMabul is because of the Avera of Gezel. And all the Meforshim of Ma'ir over here, that the Chayr, why is Gezel Eimid Barosh? Why is Gezel the worst? The Mashaz Ma'ir, that in Dafnun Zayin of Aleph, it says the Tam for Exeris HaMabul is because they were over in Avedazar Gilarayas, other Averis, and over here it says because of Chomas. So the Mashaz says the Gzar Din on the Dar HaMabul is because of Avedazar and Gilarayas and other Averis. But the Chasimas HaDin was because of Gezel. But still, we need to understand, why is Gezel more chomer than the other Averis? The other Averis, Fakert, Avedizor, Gil Reis, and Shvichas Damim, are Averis, or a person is Yaharik Val Yavar. He's Mechuyev to give up his life, not to be over on them. Gezel's not, there's no din Yaharik Val Yavar, that it should be Nechtam Gezardinam, Al Gezel, Dafko. Why Gezel more than the other Averis, which seemingly are much worse in Halis and Halacha than Gezel? Try to present one or two mahalchim. The Ramban learns that the reason why Gezel is worse is because it's a mitzvah muskelis. It's a mitzvah which is dependent upon seichel. A person understands not to steal. It's also, the Ramban adds, says it's ra'al shemayim ve'ra'al lebrius. It's both. And the Maral adds in the Gurarye that the reason why it was nechtam gzardinam ala Gezel dafka is because Gezel is the hashchosa, the destruction of a yishuv, of an habitation, and the bitl medinius ha'aretz. You can't have a country, you can't have a land with Gezel. People don't respect another person's property or money, then it's a free-for-all. And therefore, the Maral says, mida keneged mida, the world had to be destroyed. Gezel is a terrible thing. Also, he says, because the Gezel is, you steal from many people, doesn't help to do tshuva, you don't know who to return it to. So Gezel is a much worse of Avera, either because it's just practically speaking can't have a country like that, or because Gezel is not shaykh to do tshuva, or it's a mitzvah muskolis. Well, the Meshechochm and Pash Mishal says a fascinating thing, a fascinating way to understand why Gezel caused the destruction of the Dar HaMabul. And he says as follows. He says there are two types of Averas. If you think in the Darchi HaTorah, he says, you find mitzvahs maisiyas, like Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayas, where the punishment is very great. The punishment is kares or skila, other mises, other death, forms of death. On the other hand, you find that there are mitzvahs, for example, like that have to do with midos, taivos, that have to do with nimusios, which has to do with being gentle, being cultured, being getting along with people, like machlokes, or lashon hara, or rechiles, gezel. And what's the punishment already? It's not even malchus, maybe. It's a lav nitl tashlumin, it's a lav shem b'maisa. We don't kill anybody for it. We don't even give malchus for it. And so why is it true like that? And he says, moreover, you find that only b'yachid. A yachid that does his averis, this is the punishment. If he does chas v'shalom averis zara agilei ra'is, and the punishment for b'nei lo chaveri is much less. But when it comes to tzibur, you see the exact opposite. The Yushalmi, he brings the Yushalmi in Peah that says that the Deire of David HaMelech was Kulam Tzadikim. But sometimes they fell with Melchama because they were Bali Lashnara. But the Deire Shal Achav, even though they were Evdei Avedah Zarah, but since they were no Dilturian, there were no Bali Lashnara, so they were Yerdin L'Melchama V'Natzchen Bay. They would go down to war and they would win. See, the Yushalmi says because the Tzibur is not Nishchas B'Avedah Zarah Arayis and Gilei Arayis. Why? The Torah says, "Asheich nitam v'seich tumasam." But if Klal Yisrael chas v'sholim is nichshal in midos and lashon hara, midos rois and lashon hara and machlokes and sina, then the Torah says the Kadosh Baruch Hu's masalik is shechina, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there will be a destruction. And Be'emes, it's a beferish in the Gemara Numa, where the Gemara there discusses the reason for the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Ki yadu, everybody, the Bayis Rishon was Nechrav, because of Zorah Gila Rais Shvichas Damim. And the Bayis Sheni, the Waiskim Torah Mitzvahs, but it was Nechrav because of Sinas Chinam. The Gemara Numa asks, Mi Haim Gedoilim, who is bigger, the people of the Bayis Rishon, or the people of the Bayis Sheni? And the Gemara says, Tnuei Nechem Bibiro, look at the Beis HaMikdash, which was Chazral Rishayim, and returned to the first people of the first Beis HaMikdash. It came back. There was a second Beis HaMikdash. But like Chazral Achrayim, it did not come back. It was still in Golas because of the Churban Bayis Sheni. So you see that if the Tzibur is Nishchas, if there's a destruction of Tzibur because of the Midois Rois, or because of Sina, or Lashon Hara, or Chilas, Machlaikis, that's much worse when you look at the Tzibur. So L'chayel, Fidus Meshach Chochmah, it's Meirdik Pshat now Gemara. The Gemara says, Boya Re'e Kamagodol Keicha Shel Chomos, because the Dair HaMabu were over Al HaKayel. They were taka over in everything. They were over in Arayas and Avodah Zarah, etc. And Be'etzim, if you would judge the individual, then each individual should have been Chayav Misa. But if you look at them like a Tzibur, the Rebbein Shalom would be Merachim on them, because that, as a Tzibur, is not a cause for destruction. But now that they were over on Gezel, and they were Mushchosim, Imedon L'chaveroi, in Midois and Imusiois, and not just Chil Shabbos, not just other things that Binon L'amokim. So Ebazoi also Tzibur, they also had to be destroyed. And you can't be Machshim like Yechidim, because they did Averis of Gilei Reis and Averis Zorah also. So Memela, Vaydor HaMabul, as the Gezel alone, it wouldn't be enough to destroy them. But since it was Hishchas Kol Bosar, and each one individually already was Nishchas with Gilei Reis and Averis Zorah and all the Averis, and now the only way to save them was looking at them like a Tzibur. And Achanami, they would have been saved as a Tzibur if they would have been perfect in Menon Chaveroi, in Midas Taivis, and not Lashon Hara, Rechilas, Sina, and Gezel. But since they were Mushchosim in Menon Chaveroi, there was Gezel, so it was Nechtam Gizar Dinam. Because now, as a Tzibur, they had to be destroyed. There is no way to save them. So it's very Geshmak, to Miyashu, the different Gemaras. And Achanami, Avada, without Avada Zor and Gilei Arayas, they Taka wouldn't have been destroyed either. Because we would be able to look at them like Yechidim. But now that they had Avada Zor and Gilei Arayas, that's a reason for them to be destroyed as Yechidim. But no, we could save them because we look at them like a Tzibur. It wouldn't be Nechtam Gzar Dinam. So it was only Nevdu. They only destroyed because of their fights, because of the fact lack of Shalom, because of the Gezel. So that's what it means. The Gemara, when it says, look how terrible is the Aveir of Chomos, like Nechtam Gzar Dinam, El Ala Chomos. And Memes, this Yisoid of the Meshech Chochm is Yedua. The Maral speaks about it in Siva Sholem, that the Balei HaMachlokes is the worst in terms of Midas HaDin. And what brings out is Mamshich, the Midas HaDin, more than anything in the world, is Machlokes. The Midas HaDin is Masuch Aleim, like we saw by Kairach, even the Ketanim HaMesim. And the Kodesh Baruch is not Marvel Midoisev Kaviyochel. If the person is Marvel Midoisev in this world, the Kodesh Baruch is Marvel Midoisev Kaviyochel in their din. But if they are not Marvel Midoisev, and there's Gezel, and there's Chomos, and there's Averis, and there's no Midas Tevis, so then their Vayish was also not Marvel Midoisev Kaviyochel to Danil of Nimrish Shur Sadin, and therefore the whole Dura Mabel was Nevar. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara when it says that the Gzar Din was because of Chomos. Further down on the Amud, the Gemara brings Tana Devei Bishmol, Af Al Noach Nechtach Gzar Din. Also on Noach was there Gzar Din to be destroyed. El Shemotzo Chein Meini Hashem. He found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Shnemer Nichamti Ki Asisim. V'Noach Motzo Chein Meini Hashem. Noach found favor in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, and therefore he wasn't destroyed. The obvious question is, how does it help in a Sias Chein that he shouldn't be destroyed together with Dor HaMabul? Was he worthy or was he not worthy of being destroyed? If he was worthy of being destroyed together with Dor HaMabul, what's this inyan of the Sias Chein? Elamai, he wasn't worthy, so why would it be necessary to have an Sias Chein? He wasn't worthy, he was a tzaddik. And if anything, isn't it clear in the psukim it says, Neach ish tzaddik tom moi b'dei roisav? So how could you say that it was Nechtach Gzar Din on Neach together with the Dor HaMabul, which were Rishayim? It's clearly in the psukim that Neach himself was a tzaddik. Tzaddik tomim. So he wasn't deserving of death together with the Dor HaMabul. So why did he require a special Nesias Chein not to be included in the Gzei of the Dor HaMabul? Says the Yad Ramah, that the pshat in this is because the oilam is nidoin acha ruboy. The world is judged after roiv of the world. It says, kinachamti ki asisim, which includes the world. Once the Rabban Shem decided ruboy of the welt is not deserving of being kept alive, a destruction is in place, so then the whole world follows suit. And that's how we know the klal. The klal is that kimish nitin reshus lemashchis. Once the mashchis has a reshus to destroy, he's not mavchin min tzadikim lereshoyim. So Noach would have been included in the oilam not because he was worthy on his own of being destroyed as a rasha. He was a tzadik tamim b'dayraisav, but he was a chelik of the klal. But Noach was motze chaim ene Hashem, says the Rama, and the Rabbi Yisham was matol of chazdoy and did with him lifnim mishuras hadin. So we need to understand this, because if takad anhagi is to destroy everybody, even the tzadikim together with the rishoyim, because there is a gzar din and the kol olam kulay and the olam is din nacharubay, so how did Noach escape that? What does it mean? Motzachem b'ni Hashem, and Hashem did with him lifnim mishuras hadin. Ulay, we could explain it based on the Rambam and Ilchas Tshuva. The Rambam and Ilchas Tshuva in Perek Gimel talks about somebody who is avaynoisav merubin mizchiyosav, somebody who is avayrois, a greater than his zechuyos, then the halacha is miyad humeis berishoy. Right away he is deserving of death because he has more avayrois than he has zechuyos. If his zechuyos are more than his avaynois, then he's deserving of being kept alive, depending on who has more or less. And the Rambam says not only a person individually, but a Medina also. A Medina shavaneisel merubin, a Medina that more averes than zchusim, miyadi oivedes. Right away it gets destroyed, and he brings the raya from Sedoim, shnei mazaka, Sedoim, v'amayir ki rabba. Not only Sedoim, but v'chein kol oilam kuloi. Imoy avaneisel merubin, miyadi nishchusim. Where is that right to that? From the Dara Mabul, v'yar Hashem ki rabba roas ha'odam ba'oretz. And since there are more avaneis then zechuyos, so male the Rebbeinu Shleilam felt made a gzeira, and the gzeira is on the whole world to be destroyed. What's that shikul of zechuyos and avaynos? That's not lefi gadlan. The Rambam says it's only the Rebbeinu Shleilam can make that cheshbon. So it comes out that even though Noach was a tzaddik, like it says in the pasuk, Noach was ish tzaddik tamay b'deraisav, but the gzar din was in the whole world because he was nichol including the gzeira. So we have to explain and say that the Nesias Chein was that he was taken out of the Din HaKlali. That he had to be Nitzel, could be, that's why he needed a special Tevim, Yuchedes, or a Mechitza around him, to take him out of the Klal of the Oilam, she should not be Nichlal in the Gzeira of the Oilam. In other words, the Farshim asked that why did Rebbeinu Shlom have to make a Teva in order to save Noach? Why couldn't he just save Noach? In many ways, Yad Hashem Tikzor, a way to make a nace, that Noach should not be destroyed. Idea Mabul, now the Teretz is because the world was nigzer on it to be destroyed, and Noach was a chelik of the oilam. If Noach was a chelik of the Velt, Avadi was included in the gzar din of the Velt, and mainly he was be destroyed together with everybody. It's only because of Kodesh Baruch Hu instructed him to make a separate teva and to be moitzi himself michlal ha'olam that he was zaycha not to be destroyed. That was the Nesias Chen Hashem did of Nimer Shus Adin to give him an opportunity to get out of the klal ha'olam. The Vemes came moisiv that the Velt brings b'shem the Biskarov that the targum on the pasuk of tzadik tamim is zakai shlim. Zakai shlim means that Noach was a tzadik gomer without any avera whatsoever. And the Mela, we could say like this. The Biskarov says there's a chilik between a tzadik, regular tzadik, or tzadik she'ena gomer, and tzadik gomer. A tzadik she'ena gomer is automatically nichlal and nidoin with the whole world. But the tzaddik, which is tzaddik gomer, is not nichlal in the gzeir in the whole world. And therefore, when the Targum says, on the pasuk tzaddik tamim, zakai shlim, the Targum is telling us that Noach was a tzaddik gomer. And that's why he's not included in the gzeir al kol oilam. Remember, the Gemara of Edizar, Davdal is mechali between the tzaddik gomer in this fashion and tzaddik she'ena gomer. But the Biskarov asks that our sugi is not mashm like that. Our sugi is mashm that Be'emes Noach was yes nichlal in the gzar din of the whole world, and he should have been destroyed. It was a matzachin b'nei Hashem, like the Yad Rama says. It was a fnim mishur sadin. It was an extra thing. It wasn't that he was a tzadik gomer and maybe he's not nichlal in the gzar of the oilam. It's mashma that he was taki yes worthy of being part of the world. He wasn't separate. He wasn't special. It's just a special nasiyas chen. Others of Yashmei the Biskrov, maybe that this Hanhaga Gufa, that a Tzad, the Gomer is not Nichlal in the Gzar Din, that is Gufa the Indian of the Siyas Chain, of the Rabbeinu Shlem. He might see Michlal the Oilam. He's not part of the Oilam. He's not part of the world. That's the Lefnirish Zadin. That Hanhaga itself, the Tzadik, why should a Tzad, the Gomer be different than a Tzadik? We're talking about a Tzadik. A Tzad, the Gomer is different. He's not included in the Gzair, the Oilam. What makes him out of the Oilam? So that itself is in the Siyas Chain. Or maybe the Pshat is, it says, Odom and Tzadik, Barz, Ashias, Tevel, Yechta. It says only Dalin people, Dalin Noshim, Dalin people, the four people were made to be eat of Shal Nochash. Only four people died because of the Chet and Eitzadas, but all the Tzadikim had a Shtikla of an Avera. So let me tell you, Derech HaTev, it's not Shaykh, but Tzadik not to Avera. If you find a Tzadik that was never done in Avera, he's a Tzadik Gomer, that's the Rehle Mayim of Derech HaTev. That's a Be'etzel of Nimishur Sadin. That's Be'etzel of Nimishur Sadin. That's Kufadan Haga, that if somebody's a Tzadik Gomer and he behaves so perfectly that he's not not following Derech HaTeva, so then he's roy not to be nichlal in the oilam, and mainly is saved from the din al kol oilam. The embassy can maybe add to this a beer and say that a tzaddik is nichlal in the gzeir of the whole world. It means that even though mitzad atzma he's roy to be saved, once he did an avera, he's already included in the cheshbon of mitzvah averas, of zchias and avinus. Somebody's a tzaddik gomor, he never did an avera, so he's never nichlal in the cheshbon of oilam. So if he's not nichlal in the cheshbon oilam, he's not. You don't say that he's part of the oilam. Say nindamos rubai. So that means that tzaddik gomor is nitzel because it's akein midah kenegah midah. He was mighty atzim mechlal tzaddikim. In other words, there's tzaddikim and there's rishayim. Tzaddikim are ruben zchuyas, and even if they did averes, then they did tshuvan averes. But he was once nichlal in the chelik of the world that part of the cheshbonus of the mitzvahs and averes of the ganze welt. The Mela, he's if it is a Xer in the Ganze Welt, he's included. But he's a Tzadik Gomor, Tzadik of the Welt, but he's not. But he's still a Chelik of the Olam. A Tzadik Gomor was mighty himself from the Klal Tzadikim. He did Lamayim Derech HaTev, he never did Naver at all. So Kadosh Baruch is also misnayig with him, Shleik Derech HaTev, all of the Nimishas Adin, and he's mighty Mechlal Olam. And maybe that's the gather of the Nesias Chain of a Tzadik Gomor. Al Kaponim, we're trying to be Masbir that Be'etzem Noach was included in the Gzeir of the whole world because once the Olam is Nidain, it's Nidain Basarubai, and once the Olam is Nidain Lamisa, so even Tzadikim are included in that. And we're trying to explain that Noach with a Tzadik Gomor is Zakai Shlim, and that Gufa is maybe the Nesias Chain that tells us that he's not included in the Gzeir of the whole Olam. And Tzkein Amida, Kenegan Amida, he was mighty himself in the Teva of regular Tzadikim, and mainly deserves to be separate from all other people of the world and to be Nitzel. Towards the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara darshens a pasuk, Mikoil asher becharova mesu, from all that which was on dry land they died, veloi dagim shebeyam, and not the fish in the sea. L'chaira, bishleim, if you understand that the reason why the animals died is because they were mashchis darkam. It's a medrash, it's a psik to zutrasi, and then a pashas brachis that says that the reason why the behemoths and the chayis were deserving of being destroyed together with the people is because they were also mashchis darkam. They not only the people were wicked, but in a certain sense that had ashpa on the behemoths, had ashpa on the whole bria, and everybody was mashchis as darkam. Not only the Adam, but also the behemoth. like the Beis Halevi explains, that they had to destroy even the three Gimel Tfachim of the Oimek HaMachresha, the Mabel had to destroy even the earth itself, because when the Adam, on Apneo Adama, is Mashchiz Darko, it has Ashpa on the whole world, and even the behemoths and the Chayas, and even the earth itself, has a certain level of Hashchasa, although behemoths and Chayas don't have their own Bechira, but they also committed these acts of Hashchasa, and therefore they were all deserving to be destroyed. So, Ebazoi, you could really explain and say that the reason why the Dagim, the fish, were spared is because they were not Mashchiz Darkam. They were not. Therefore, they Meisu, because they Shchisu Darkam. Why were the fish not affected? Maybe you could say because the fish were inside the sea, not a Chelik of the Oretz, it's only Alpneho Adama, only the Adama is Nishba, not Dagim Shebeyam. They're protected. They're not seen. But whatever the case is, it's understood that if the Dagim Shebeyam were not Chayte, they were not Mashchiz Darkam, so they were not Nichlal in the Gzeir of the Mabul, and therefore they were not Mesu, they didn't die. Then Mr. Ritva in Kedushin of Yud Gimel says that there was not Nigzra Gzeir al Dagim because Lo Yeshchisu Darkam. They were not mashchis their ways. Since they were not mashchis their ways, they were not deserving of getting destroyed. But the kash is as follows. If you learn, like the Hemshech HaGemara is mashma, that the reason why the behemoths died is because they were nivru tzerech ha'adam. And if there's no adam, there's no reason for behemoths. The Gemara says right before that, the Gemara says, the Rabbi Hashem destroyed all living creatures on the world. The Gemara asks, Im adam chata, the humans sinned, the behemoths didn't sin, so why are you destroying all the animals? And the Gemara says, right before this, Tana Mishum Rabbi Shuman, Karcha, Moshal Adam Shah Sechupa Livinoi, a person made a chupa for his son, Vizkin, Kol Mine Suda, he made many different preparations, different types of the soup for the Suda, and Liam Mace Benoi, his son died, Amid Opizar Schupas, he gave away everything. He said, Kluma Sisi, why did I make such a beautiful Suda? El Bishvil Mini, only for my son. Achshav Shemes, if my son is dead, Chupa Lamali, why do I need this whole Suda? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also said, Kulum Barasi, I created Behema V'chayel B'Shvil Adam. They were only created for the sake of serving mankind. Akshav Shadam Chayte, now that man sinned, man did Averis, Behema V'chayel Amali. Why would I need the Behema V'chayel? So if that's true, and then right after that, the Gemara brings Mikael Shebech Rav Meisim Le'dogim Shebiyam. L'chayra, the same reason why there's no point in having the Behemas and the Chayes, because they were only created L'tzarech Adam. And if the Adam was destroyed, so they deserve being destroyed, so the Dogim also. What's the purpose of having fish if there's no human beings? The whole purpose of the fish are also l'chayra, to serve man and to be there for Adam. If Adam is not here, so there's no purpose in the fish, just like there's no purpose in the behemoths and the chayas. So Ibazoi, and Echanami, Darsh, and the Pasim, Mikhail Shebecharovah, it's Mashma, Lafuke, the Dogim. But why? Why were the Dogim not destroyed, just like the behemoth and the chayas? So Ulai, we can answer this based on the same Gemara condition that the Ritva speaks about. The Gemara condition of Yud Gimel says that mi she'ena yedea betiv gittin v'kiddushin, somebody who's not knowledgeable in all the halachas of gittin, of divorce, and kiddushin of marriage, is garua yais, is worse than the Dor HaMabul. They're much worse, because the Dor HaMabul, the fish, didn't die, and the means psukim that a person that yedea tiv gittin v'kiddushin, even the fish will die as a punishment. That means everything is totally in the Goydel HaChet and the Pigam. So it's possible to say that even though Ein HaChanami, the Dor HaMabul was Chotu, and there's no Tzorech for the Behemoth V'Chayis, but Lamaisa, the reason why the Behemoth V'Chayis died is because of the Pigam of that Chet. Not just there's no Tzorech. There's no Tzorech to have them there if there's no Adam, but it's because the Pigam of the Chet is enough to reason to destroy them also. But if there's no pegam of the pegam of the chet of Dor HaMabul, obviously was not so great that the dogim had to die. But Shenkin Oinshin shall arise, and somebody's not there. But Tiv Gitmi Kedushin, the pegam of that chet is so great that it affects even the dogim Shemayam. Means the Gemara is telling us in Kedushin that the reason why the dogim did not die by the chet HaMabul is because the pegam of the chet did not reach so wide to affect also the dogim. Even though L'chayr is no tzairich, it's not no tzairich, but that alone wouldn't be a reason enough to destroy them. You have to come on to the other reason of the Pekam HaChet, that's Zeh Shteit Nigamara, that's the contrast between the Dogim and the Chet of Dor HaMabul, which did not kill the Dogim, and somebody who's not Yedeh, but Tiv Gittin V'Kiddushin. Somebody who's loose in Arayis, Chas V'Shalom, is that the Pekam of such a Chet is much worse. The Einish of Arayis and somebody who's not Yedeh, but Tiv Gittin V'Kiddushin is worse than the Dor HaMabul. And Mamela, even the Dogim, will die. Well, maybe Behemoth, really, maybe it's all one time. Says the whole reason why the Behema were Chot, like we said before, is because they were Nimshechu HaChatoy B'nei Adam. They have no Bechir and Toiv and Ra. It's only Nimshech HaChatoy B'nei Adam. And that's the reason why the Nimshech HaChatoy Adam is because they were Nivru Litzerech V'Shimash Adam. Not for their own Tachlis. In other words, the Gemara, it's not two pshatim, why Adam and Chaya were destroyed. Adam, not the pshat is that you can understand, that one reason is because the chet of Adam caused the hashpa in the whole world to be bad, and therefore they were destroyed, because they were chatu. Or no, it's they were only created l'shimash Adam. If there's no purpose in Adam, there's no purpose in Behem v'Chaya. But it could be really, it's one pshat, and that's really what the Gemara in Dushan is saying. that the reason why they were mashchis darkam, the reason why they also were niskalkel, is because they're nimshach achar adam. Why are they nimshach achar adam? Because they were only created litzerach shimush adam, not for their own purpose. There's no reason to create behemoth v'chayis on their own. Only because there's adam do we need behemoth v'chayis. So mamela, whatever adam is like, that affects also the behemoth v'chayis. So since the Adam was Mashchis Darkoi, therefore the Behemoth Chai were also Mashchis Darkam, and that's why they deserve to be destroyed. In fact, it's Mamash HaHemshech in the Gemara by us, that the whole purpose of Adam, of Behema and Chai is only Tzarech Adam. And if Adam is going to be Mashchis Darkoi, Avada the Behemoth Chai also will become Mushchasim, and they all deserve being destroyed. But the Gemara says, Mikhaila Shebecharova Mesiv Le Dogim Shmei Yam, which means that, like the Gemara in Kedusha says, Nafiyat Gimel, that the Goydel Achet of the Dara Mabel wasn't so vight, wasn't so great, wasn't to that extent that it should affect also the Dogim Shmei Yam. It shouldn't, therefore they were not Mashchis Darkam, and therefore they didn't die. And that's what the Gemara Kedushin is saying. Blafuke, the chet of Mishaini Debativ Gitmi Kedushin is worse, that'll affect even the Dogim. That means the Maral in Zvachim, and the Kuf Yud Gimel says that the Nevroim are all in the world, all Nimshichu Achri Adam, and that's Taken of Shat, while Nisku Shein Amina. But the Dogim Shemiyah were not Nimshichu Achrov. Also, the side is because the whole reason why they were created, the Adam, Behema and Chayis, is only Tzarech Adam. It's their secondary, they're subservient, they're there to serve. And if the Adam, and they're of course automatically Nimshach Acher Adam. If the Adam is Niskalka, they're Niskalkal. So they'll be destroyed. Their Hashchasa is not a cause for destruction on its own because they're like Bali Bechir and they get, not a punishment. It's a de facto, it's what happens. If Adam is Mashchiz Darka, then automatically that which is Nimshach Acher is Mashchiz Darka, and the male they deserve, they have to be destroyed. So that's the Gemara saying, that the fish were not nimshach achet chet ha'odam, because it wasn't a zayvait. The Bemes, there's a the Ben Yoyada that says that this Gemara is the mekor for the minig ha'olam to eat dogim on Shabbos. Some say, because maybe we just said till now, that the Mila of the dogim shows us that the chet of the Dorah Mabel wasn't so vait, wasn't so terrible, wasn't as bad as affecting even the Dogim Shemiyam. There's a small, small place of Limud Tzchus. And Melu, for the Kedusha Shabbos, we want to remember that small Limud Tzchus of the Bria Sa'olam, and that's why we eat Dogim. But the Ben Yoyada says to show that the Eish of Gehenim is not Shailat on Shabbos. Just like the Peronius and the Eish of the Dorah Mabel wasn't Shailat on the Dogim, so too the Eish of Gehenim is not Shailat on Shabbos. So it's really a dimyan. It's just the dogim of merames of this nekuda that the eish of Gehenim is not shailed on Shabbos. Shabbos the Gedushayim out of Gehenim. Just like dogim also, there was no shlita on them in Peronius. So Shabbos also, that's the meaning that to eat dogim all gimel sudas of Shabbos, to show that the eish of Gehenim is not shailed on Shabbos. Let us go now to Daf Kufches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Dorish Rava, Rava Darshan, my dechsev, what does it mean? Lapid booz, laashtus, shanon nochoin lemoyade rogel. He says, Malamed shaynech atzadig mechiach oisam, vomalem dvarmashim koshim kalapidim. Noyach atzadig was giving teichach, was giving musr, was giving rebuke to the Dorah Mabel. Voyem evazen oisoy, they disgraced him. Omalei zokain, teva zulam, what are you making this teva? Omalem akash baruch meva lechem is hamabel, akash baruch is bringing a mabel. So they said, no, they came to many different answers to him, that we have ways to protect ourselves. It's going to come in a Shemayim. We have something called an Akev, an Ikesh, of different things. We have nothing to worry about. What's the Havan in this? So once heard that the Shelturis Gemara, a Pasik in Mishle. Pasik in Mishle, Yesh Boite Kemadkeres Chorev Veloshin Chacham Marpe. And the Goin in the Bira Gra Mishle explains the Pasik that there are two types of Techochel. There's a techocha where you say difficult words, hard words for a person to hear, and you tell him what he's doing wrong, but you don't tell him how to fix it. And there's a second oifen of techocha where you guide the person how to be mesakin his chet. So he teaches the pasuk as follows: Yesh baita, a person baita lashon of bita is speaking. Kimad kireis charev. Kimad kireis charev is like a spear, like a sword. a sword that there's no refuah l'makosa. It's like a matkar ischav, just a spear, just telling him what he did wrong. And he knows what he did wrong, and he's taka, he has to figure out himself how to get out of it, how to do tshuva. He knows that he has to misaken it, but he doesn't have an oifen how to fix the chet. And the end of the pasuk is v'loshen chachamim marpe. Loshen chacham marpe means because the way a chacham gives techacha is by being meir the derech how to misaken, how to fix things up. And this is brought down in the Sipurna in Pashas Breishis that he says that Noach, even though he was mitztayin, he was unbelievable in the first oifen of techacha of yesh boita kevat keres cherev. Like the pasuk is mashma lapid buz laashtois shanin nochel moedi regel. He was mechiach dais and said dvarm koshim klapidim. He said to them that you're heading for destruction. You're heading for being destroyed. The world's going to be destroyed with a mabul. And he told them because you're chatoim. But he was not mekayim the second half of the pasuk. The second half of the pasuk that says lashon chacham marpe, which would give them with melamed as doiroi lodas as Hashem oleitim zulase, to teach them how to be better and how to prove their ways in a certain way. That was a taina ashtikal noyach, that like it says me noyach zaisli, that noyach was not misakin his dor, he was above his dor, and he was gave musa to his dor, and he was worthy of being saved. But he didn't accomplish that his dur should understand the way to escape the einish of that's awaiting them and the way out, which is nirmaz in this pasuk of Loshen Chacham and Marpe. And he was only Mekai in the first half, Yesh Bait to Kamad Kreis Chorav, like Smaduikti's Lashinus, that the Gemara brings on top of Kuvches Mabez, that he told in Dvarim Koshim Klapidim, difficult words, very strong words. The Gemara continues a little later, the Gemara says, on the pasuk Tsayar Tase La Teva. Noach made a tzayar, made a tzayar. What does a tzayar mean? There's two pshatim in the Gemara. If a tzayar tas lateva means that he was kevei avonim toivim margolius kdei shemiyiris lem ketzor arayim, if it means that he went ahead and he brought avonim toivim margolius, beautiful stones, in order to mayor for them, and the male, that's lashon of tzayar. But Rashi in Chumash brings another pirish that it means a chaloin, a window. Made a window, tzayar tas lateva made a window for light. Now, L'chaira, you have to say there was a chaloin there, because if there's no chaloin, how can you say later in the psukim that he sent out a yayna, he's paseach the chaloin, and he's shaleach the yayna? Rishayim asked this kashin, the Chizkuni says that about it there was a chaloin. There's no shayl there was a chaloin. It had to be a chaloin, because it says later, v'yiftachas a chaloin. Noach opened the chaloin, he sent out the oyer, he sent out the yayna. So he says, but it had to be closed, says the Chizkuni, because of the mabul. So when it was closed, what gave them light? That's our Gemara that says Tzayir Tas Lateva means there was Avonim Toivim Margolius to be mayor for them. So the Chayra, it's totally in a Machlaikis in Yerushalmi and Psochim. It's Machlaikis, Yerushalmi and Psochim, if the Mazolis were Mishavish Mea Mabul, if they were the Mazolis, if you had light, there was any external light. The Chayra, if there was external light, so the Chayra, the only time you needed Avonim Toivim Margolius is when the Chalain was Sassim. But if there was no external light at all, so it didn't make enough kamina that there was a chaloin. You could have had a chaloin there, and the chaloin was used later to shaleach as a yayna, but it wouldn't have helped you for light anyway, because the mazals were not mishavish mea mabul. If the mazals were not shimshu mea mabul, so there was no light. So the only way to have light is like our Gemara says, that the other pshat in Tzayir Tas Lateva, avon and tev margolius loher lem. So in a chanami, Rashi and Chumash loher, those are the two pshatim, are telling this machlaikis. When Rashi brings that the tzayar, which is referring to a chaloin, was lahayir lohem, it must be going like the Madomber that the mazols were, yes, shimshu b'teva. They were mazols in the time of the mabul, in mea mabul. And the other pshat, the tzayar, was the even taiva lahayir lohem, even though they had a chaloin, it had to be a chaloin, but the chaloin didn't help them. The chaloin only helped to mishaleich after the yayna, but not to bring light, because there was no mazols at the teva at all. The Gemara a little further says, "Vayishalach es ha'oyrev, Omrei Shlokish, tshuva nitzachas heshivu oyrev le'noach." A good answer, that's a winning answer, responded the oyrev to Noach. Omalei said to him, "Rabchos sein ani, your master hates me, v'atasin asani, and you also hate me." Rabchos sein ani, the Rebbein Shlom hates me because min ha'toyrev min shiva min ha'tneim shnayim, and you also hate me because you, instead of sending out from the min shiva, you're sending out for the min shnayim. And if chas v'shalom, the sar chamo, the sar tzina attacks me, if the angel of the sun or the angel of the cold one in charge is going to somehow cause me my death, then the island's going to be chaser b'riya achas. And then he sticks in afterwards, Hashem l'ishti atetzorich. And he says, maybe you're after my wife, after my spouse. And he said, Noach said back, Rosho, b'mutali nesali, b'nesali le'kolshken. It's osir in the teva, b'chlal, tashemit is osir. For sure, it's osir in the ishtay shel, the benzug of the oirev. So firstly, the Ben Yoyada points out that the oirev didn't speak anything at all. It says, tshuva nitzacha seishivo oirev le'noach. The oirev didn't speak. There's no words. In mitaych, the simonim that the oirev did, Noach understood what it would want to say, but not that the Oirev said anything. There's no words coming out of the Oirev. Agam l'chayra, from the Arizal and Perek Shir, is mavur that they say dvarim mamish. It's it says in Perek Shir, it says this pill says this, and the Oirev says this. So it could be that's not from the actual behemoth, or chaya, or oif, it's from the sar and the mazel of the Oirev. And l'chayr, it's much like that, because the chiddush in the Torah, where do we find ever a balchai speak? The chiddush in the Torah that a balchai spoke is by the psichas pia osin. The osin spoke back to Bilam. And the Gemara says in Psachim that the psichas pia osin was nivra be'er shavs ben hashmoshes. So v'aisecha is that only that dibur was nivra, but every other dibur is not a real dibur, it's lavdavka dibur. So also in Perek Shira, it means the malach, not the actual behem of v'chaya. And so to now Gemara, like the Ben Yayada points out, it's not the Erev himself speaking. It's the siman that he did that Noach understood what he was trying to say. Now what did the Erev say? The Erev said that he was choshenim on Noach for going after his bazug. So Noach said back, it's a kavachayim, mutali nesar, v'nesali lo yikolshkeim. You have to know what the Kal V'chomer is. Maybe that the Ishtai was not Nichshal because he was Bole Kodem HaBavul. It's not Yitzrei Toikvoi. Mashenk Meishas HaOirev. Faker, that's the whole reason why it's Mutter to Miyachi with a Nida and the Osir Mechol HaRais because of Pas Bisala. It could be anyway the Gemara is this appellant because Revias HaOif is also not something which the Yitzir is Toikvoi for. It's not something which the Yitzir pushes a person to do. So it could be that's Guva, the Chuv of Noach. Noach was saying back to the Oirev of Meshugina, Yimi Choshmi on Bazukha, I'm after the Bas Min of HaOirev. Doesn't make sense. But maybe if I care, maybe if Oirev, because if not, then the Oirev, you could say the Oirev was Choshim Noach, then says that Choshim you on Bazuge also. Maybe you bolev zichateva. Maybe you taka were not careful with the halacha that Vishas Ravain that you can't Vishash Mitose. Well, it's schwer what the Tshuva of Noach is. Mutli Nesar, Benesli Kolshken. Either Noach should have just said back that this is a Dover Muzar, it's a Dover Pella. What do you mean Choshim me for the Bazuge? It's not Tsugapas, it's no Yitzre Toikvoi. And if there is such a tie of Yitzhak Toikvoi, what's the terrorism? The Ishti is Nesim. The Ishti is other reasons why you were not Nichshal either, because Pas Besalai, or maybe Taka Wurbol, maybe that's Kuvah, the tie of the Oirev. A Shtikla Ora remains on what was the Tshuva of Noach back to the Oirev. Another Gemara a little further, Noach Inyan, the Gemara says, by the Yoinas, he's in the Ali Zayas Toirev Befiyu. And the Gemara says a very famous Maimer Chazal that we learned out from the story of the Yoina. That the Yoina was saying, it's Kilo was saying, Aram Laz Amr Yoina from the Kodesh Baruch Hu Baina Shloilam. Yim was a noisai. My mezayin is my parnasa. Should be merurim kezayis. It's better than my parnasa. Should be bitter like a zayis, like an olive. Umisurim biyodcha. But should be given over in your hands. It should be from you. Val yim asukim kedvash. I don't want it to be sweet like honey. Umisurim biyad basav adam. So we see that a zayis lechayra is bitter. The Tosim Sochim and Avlam and Vav, Tosis says, we're discussing the meaning of mor. What is mor? So one side, then Tosis, maybe that mor means a zayas. Maybe the zayas is mor, is mar. It says over here that the zali zayas tarfifia. So Tosis says, don't say mor is the zayas, because only the elan itself, the tree, is mar. It says, ole zayas mor bifia, but the pre itself is musk is sweet. And mor has to be like matzah, just like matzah is a min zroyim and not the ilon. So it can't be that mor refers to the actual tree. Mor has to be the pri, just like the matzah has to be the min zroyim. And the pri itself is not bitter. He brings also, it says mechilta, on the pasuk v'yireyu Hashem eitz, that the eitz that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu to throw into the mayim, to make the mayim sweet, was a bitter eitz. And which eitz is a bitter eitz? That's zayas. Because there's nothing bitter in all trees, and all trees more than the zayas. So Mela, the Marshal says, that's Pshat now Gemara, that a person should not mitzapel Shulchan Acherim. Shulchan Acherim is the pri, and the Moser extra from Shel Basav Adam. Don't look for extras from Basav Adam. You should be happy with what the Rebbeinu gives you. That's the Ole Zayas. Ole Zayas is the bare minimum. Be happy. If you're happy, whatever the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you, like the Ole Zayas, which is the bare tree, the bare part, the leaf, so that a person's happy. He says, merurim, it's talking not with moisture, it's talking not with a lot, not with plenty, but it's mesurim biyodcha, it's directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But don't look at the pre, don't be mesukim midvash, that's the pre, that's the which is taka sweet, don't look at that, because then your chaim is not a chaim, he must not be mu'ud, eizo osho, like it says in Aves, hasameach mechelke. Interesting that the Achreinim asks from this Tosfos on a Shach in Yerideah Simen Tzadik Vav Simkat Nechof. The Shach says over there that Zaysim olives themselves are Charifim. That Zayas has a din of a Dovah Charif. Where in the Torah do you see that a Zayas is bitter? That it has a Dovah Charif. Zayas is sweet and olive is sweet, L'chayra. We come in Tosfos, sounds like olive is sweet. The Shach says, like Yoina said, my mezayin should be bitter like a zayis. You see that a zayis is taka dova mar, so it's a dova chorf. It's not a raya, because Tosfos says clearly that what is mar, what's bitter, only the eights. When it says ale zayis, the eights is bitter, but not the pre. The pre is sweet. So how can the shach say I'll consider a dova chorf, and I have a raya from how Gemara in Sanhedrin daf kuf chesam and beis that it says that a yoina said to noyach that said to the bnei shem mezaynoshim ruin kazayis. It doesn't mean the etzim zayis itself. So the Netziv in Tshuva and Meshiv Dover and Chelik Beis Simich of Dal is Miyashiv. He says the ikar of the zayis is the shemen, is the oil that's contained inside of it. So when Taisim Sachim says, Achidish, when Taisim Sachim says that only the Olish al Zayis is bitter, but not the Zayis, he doesn't mean the bark, then the Ola Lafuke, the pre of the Zayis. The pre of the Zayis is also bitter, like the Shach says. It's also Dava Charif. What Taisim meant was Lafuke, the Shemen. The Shemen that's inside of the Zayis, that's not bitter. The oil is not bitter. The oil is, we use it for salads, we use it for things, we eat it. The oil is not a bitter thing. The oil is oil. It's a Geshmak Kazach oil that comes out of the Zayis. The zayis itself is taka sharp, is davar charif. That's miyash of the shach. That means the shach is saying that the pri hazayis is davar charif. The rise from meaning ali zayis tarif b'viu. I Tosfos Sochem says that it can't be more because it's not bitter. Only the ali zayis. Tosfos doesn't mean only the ali zayis lafuke the zayis itself. The zayis is also davar. It means lafuke the ikrish al zayis. The ikrish al zayis is the shemen. The shemen taka nechanami is taka not bitter. Is taka very sweet. Nope. So it comes out, according to this Netziv, that what's Merurin Kazayas? Merurin Kazayas is everything about the Zayas. Yeah, the Oli Zayas, and the Zayas itself also is Merurin. It's not just Oli Zayas, Tarif Fiyu. It's the whole Zayas. It's just the Shem that comes out of it. It's Taka sweet. Epsh is a smach for this. The Gemara says that Kosis Lamor, it says that the Rebbeinu Shlom gives Yisurim and Tzoris to Klal Yisrael to beat it, like a beating an olive. What comes out? The beautiful Shemen. So the Shem, it could be everything. The whole thing is Mar. And the whole thing, what makes sweet is when it's crushed, when it's the shem which comes out of it. That's the ikar part of the pre of the zayas, and that's taka the part which is musik. Last piece, another last shtickel. The Gemara says in the end, towards the end of the Amid, the Gemara says mishpachaseihem yotzu na teva. They left the teva according to their families. Om Rav Yechanan lemishpachaisam v'loi heim. The mishpachas have the teva, not them. All the Mefarshim tells on this Gemara, what does it mean? The Mishpachais and the families left V'loi Heim. What do you mean, Loi Heim? They left the table also. So what does it mean, the Mishpachais and V'loi Heim? So the Yad Rama says that it means as follows. They all left the table, they were all saved. They were all alive. They were alive. The Mishpachais and they left as families, they left all the Minim left, they all escaped, they all were still surviving. But they were survivors. They were broken and smashed. They were not healthy like they were before. The Yad Rama says it's Tsar Godol Hoyle Mateva. They had terrible, terrible pain. It was a terrible, difficult time for them in the Teva. Then Muzain is saying what Tlumbi had Basav Adam. They had to be dependent upon Noach for food, for livelihood, to be sustained, to keep themselves going. And they never saw the day of light, the light of day. And that's Lashon V'loi Heim, not the way they were before. Mishpachaseihem, they left the Teva, but V'loi Heim. Not the way when they walked in. They walked in healthy minim, healthy behemoths, healthy chayas, and they walked out shvurim ritzutzim tzebrachana avshtika. But the ma'isa, they came out, they survived, but they were survivors. They were not. They didn't have a picnic in the whole tevis. That's the tashin of pasuk lo yehem. The meshachochm is mevar that the sight of adava was that they all required a chinuch of yud beis chaydish to accustom them to live with less. To live with a small amount of mezainus, but tzimtzum. and not to love to live with such luxury to be able that would lead to stealing. We know that the reason why there was a gzar din of the malbol is because of chomos. Chomos, gzela, taking something which doesn't belong to you, it comes from a need that you have to live a higher lifestyle, to have more. But if you're nisragel, if you're nischanech, if you're accustomed to a good chinuch of only needing that which you have and being happy with what you have and managing, so then you won't come to gezel. So it was a training ground in the teva to uproot those midos rois that they had that caused a whole world to sin. So that's what it means. The pasuk says, "Mishachachma l'mishbechaisam." Mishbechaisam means they're makabel themselves to be medabek b'minon, to stay to their own kind and not go away. And v'loy heim, and not heim, means they were taken not the same as they walked in. But not that they were not the same, like the Yad Ramah says, because they were now broken in heart and broken in spirit, broken in body and in spirit. But now they were like a beriach hadosha. It was nischalev tzurosim legamri. Now they were a whole different type of a creature. They were a creature that knew how to keep and be happy with what it has and be sustained with what it's given and not have to come on to Gezel and Chamos and take that which does not belong to them. So it was a tikkun on the Shoyrish Hachet that caused all the Averis of the Dor HaMabul. It was a training ground. It was a Musar Yeshiva that prepared them for normal life, that the world that should not come to destruction a second time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.